Back here in Laval, Quebec, Bowling Green, a 82-61 win over Lipscomb tonight. Head coach Todd Simon joins us now. And, Coach, amazing how easy this game is when shots go in, huh?
We've been talking about it, and we're just kind of waiting for it to come. And 56 from three, I would say, the got a little bit off the slump.
Well, and, of course, it sort of feeds itself just like a slump does if somebody makes one or, you know, it kind of feeds each other. But was there something a little different about how you got the shots or when tonight that sort of opened the floodgates?
You know, we had emphasis of trying to get paint touches and stay on attack. But you just take what the defense gives you. And I think we made simple passes today. And once that first one went through, guys felt good.
Yeah, and you did have a huge advantage on points in the paint, especially in the first half. You end up with a 10-point advantage there overall. But in that first half, all of the times you got into the paint, I think Sam scored a couple. Rashawn came off the bench and scored 8 in the first half. Jason Spurgeon had a 3, but he had 7. So seemed like that was really offensively what you were able to do, and it made everything work.
Yeah, no, it all trickles down from there, and we had some really good performances. I mean, Sean Agee had 8 and 9 and 2 assists. I thought he was really efficient in there. I thought Jason Spurgeon played super hard with his 12 and 5, and they just made the right plays. They just made the right plays.
And Marcus Hill tonight, I mean, what can you say? He just keeps going, and he did not come out of the game tonight at all. He scored 33 points. And again, it seems like when you really need a bucket, you can count on him to get to the rim.
Yeah, you know, he's such a hard cover. He's physical, he's fast, and he's unorthodox with his finishes, and he can post and he can shoot it. So, you know, especially when we're making shots, you start to see the space, which makes it even more difficult to guard him.
Coach, what's the significance of switching up the lineup a little bit tonight? Sam starts in place of Rashawn. Also, Deshaun Phillip gets a start tonight. Your thought process there?
Yeah, we're always going to be a matchup team. You know, they play very small, and so we're just trying to match down to the matchups that we like, and we'll kind of do that game to game, and just put the best favorable matchup that we see out there, and our guys, you know, they more care about who's on the floor at the end of the game finishing this thing, but they just want to win.
Also, before the game, you talked about needing to mix up the defenses. Clearly, the zone tonight seemed to be the better of the defenses, really bothered Lipscomb, but give me your thoughts overall on your defense.
Yeah, I mean, to hold such a special offensive team, I mean, Lipscomb's special offensively, and to hold them under 40 and 24 from three is a real accomplishment for our guys. And we played, you know, three, four different defenses kind of mixed in there and changed our coverages just about every time out. And so they did a great job executing on that. And so we were really happy with our ability to execute defensively.
Well, clearly also tonight the emphasis was on taking care of the basketball after 23 giveaways last night, only 11 today, maybe somewhat due to a different style of defense, but you had to be pleased with that.
Yeah, you know, it was a conscious effort. It was a real conscious effort, and I thought our guys answered the bell there and took care of the ball. We made more simple plays. We could be real simple, and we tried to a couple different strategies and looks, and the guys executed that too.
Well, Coach, congrats on the win. Hopefully make it a winning road trip, if you will, tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you so much.
That's BG head coach Todd Simon. Falcons beat Lipscomb tonight 82-61. Back to wrap it up on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield.
Lakeside Interior Contract.